U.S. greater than PDRM may take action against 255 individuals who refuse to undergo second COVID-19 test. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz PDRM may take action against 255 individuals who refuse to undergo second COVID-19 test. News. PDRM may take action against 255 individuals who refuse to undergo second COVID-19 test. Unemployed man fined ₹2,000 for insulting PDRM in Facebook posting. Malaysians are ashamed as elder politicians behaved like children while Syed Siddiq tries to speak. Borders between Malaysia and Singapore to reopen on 10 August. Having a late dinner again? Here's why you should try eating dinner earlier. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Roti Canai Sarang Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Masliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Mashiya. Here's what happened. People Features Lifestyle. Mashians are going crazy for these five popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and six popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Wab tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Justin, Granti Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after six-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Action will be taken against 255 individuals who refuse to undergo the second COVID-19 screening test on their 13th day of quarantine at home, said Defense Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob. He added that the Ministry of Health and the Royal Malaysian Police (PDRM) are monitoring these individuals and are tracking their location. They have also been urged to come to a nearby district health office to undergo their second screening test, reported Bernama. Maybe they are unaware that on day 13 they need to go to the nearest clinic to get the second screening test. I urge those who have yet to get themselves tested to do so, he said. The police and health ministry are monitoring them and the authorities know their whereabouts. If they still disobey the order, the police will search for them. They can be compounded for ₹1,000, jailed for a maximum of 2 years or both. Do not wait till you are caught and taken to court, he said in a press conference. A medical worker takes a swab at a COVID-19 drive-through screening area at KPJ Ampang Puteri April 9, 2020, picture by Hari Angara. Ismail Sabri said the government takes it seriously when there is failure to comply with the standard operating procedures, SOP, such as what happened in Malacca when an infected individual did not confine himself in a room during his home quarantine and transmitted the virus to his father. Meanwhile, he said a total of 17,689 people had returned to the country through Kuala Lumpur International Airport (KLIA) from 10 June 10 to 13 July. Of that number, a total of 17,616 individuals have been ordered to undergo quarantine at home and another 73 have been taken to hospital, he said. On July 13, 2020, a total of 536 Malaysians returned home via KLIA and KLIA2 from Pakistan, Indonesia, Qatar, Singapore, Japan, United Kingdom, Vietnam, the Netherlands, India and China. He said Malaysians who wanted to return from abroad had to undergo a COVID-19 screening test 3 days before their departure date. Ismail Sabri also added that in an exclusive meeting with the ministers, they decided not to allow expatriates to leave Malaysia for a holiday. If they are found to be violating this rule, they will not be allowed to return to Malaysia until a set date, he said. Also read, borders between Malaysia and Singapore to reopen on 10 August.
Source,
The Star Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service, privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.